there. Just go. Just go. Just go. Just go. I have to shut my mouth.
Ah, man.
Well, shit. There's another episode of Guys, Games, and Beer.
Hey!
I'm not going to lie, guys. Are we live yet?
Oh, we've been live.
Oh, dude. You
literally really? Were live.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Well,
they're going to yank us off everything.
Yeah, well.
All right, hey. So, let's
do
this.
Pretty usual.
The upside is I was not talking to you, Mike, so you probably didn't hear me anyways.
No, you were okay. I thought it was done, and then Tom throws in.
I didn't know you'd gone live?
Throws in a C bomb.
I didn't know you'd gone live.
Or a J bomb, however you want.
A little of both. Continue. All right, let's do the intro.
Where was I? Live from the 6FR base for the Guys Games and Beer Towers. It's the Guys Games and Beer Show.
Yay!
Today.
Okay, we've been drinking really hard before we were recording this.
Well,
this did. Really interesting.
Well, we did.
You're catching up.
You know, I'm getting there. So, you know, tagging the... there are sequels to some of the things we just talked about that I would like to see.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like video game sequels. A lot like
video
those, I'm
game
guessing.
Sequels.
Which we're going to talk about today.
Larry, King of the Segway.
I thought that was a little forced.
It was actually a little forced.
It was on the bottom end of his.
It wasn't his best, but
it was good.
He's still kind of nailed it.
It's solid. The problem is his performances are really good.
I know.
The performance is always...
Thank you.
I like how we're talking
Larry,
to Jack Daniels.
Larry never has performance issues.
There you go.
All right. So, guys, the topic tonight, Rob, is...
games I really wish had a sequel.
Dude, you know how hard it was to narrow this down?
You know what? A lot of them get sequels and you never know about it.
That is true. Sometimes you take a look around and you go, oh my God. You know, example.
Do I need to pop up the graphic?
No. This is just off the cuff now. So Burger Time.
Ooh. There was a sequel. Yeah.
How many knew about the Ice Cream Factory?
I did.
You know, I mean, that one kind of...
And technically...
That's a 16-bit
one. Wait. Technically, there's Burger Time and Burger Time 2. And then Ice Cream Factory.
And then Ice Cream Factory. And it's like, oh, wow, holy hell, you know? Okay,
there's actually a number of Burger Time.
But you're right.
Sequels.
How often did... I'm talking at the arcade
It doesn't
now.
Come up.
Right.
It doesn't come up. Nobody talks about it, you know?
Often, even at the arcade, you very rarely saw a Burger Time 2 machine.
Oh, yeah. Or an ice cream machine.
Oh, you never saw a fucking ice cream machine, dude. No.
Yeah, so there's Burger Time, Peter Pepper's Ice Cream Factory, Diner, Super Burger Time, which I believe was released in the arcade.
It was.
So the ice cream machine was?
Was first.
Was really
the first sequel. Okay.
Yeah,
it was a real sequel. Okay.
But you never saw it. I never saw it in the arcade.
No,
I never saw
neither.
It in the wild.
No, never saw it in the wild.
In fact, until you mentioned it, I didn't even think about it when you mentioned Burger Time. I just...
And the only reason I even know about it is because it was on like one of the tiny arcade machines.
One of those little 60-in-1?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was like a 60-in-1, but just that vendor, right? Just that maker. So
right.
They had their Burger Time and they had the ice cream factory.
Okay.
Like, shit. And it's actually a lot of fun.
All right.
Well, I think like the Lode Runner sequels.
Ooh.
Those are generally not known about.
Who wants to go first? Was that yours? I don't think that was yours. I think that was just...
No,
I mean, we can preamble for a little bit.
All right, well, preamble. Let's preamble.
It's interesting because I'm breaking the rules a little bit.
Oh.
Because
all
the game
rules.
I think that deserves a sequel is the sequel
is
to the game.
Whoa. Wait a minute. So, a sequel that deserves a sequel?
Yes. So, I had a hard time trying to think of a game that didn't have any sequels that I really liked, but there is a game that the sequel was so good that it deserves another sequel and did have one planned and was canceled. Titanfall 2.
Oh,
Titanfall 2 was such a goddamn good game. The story and everything, fucking fantastic game. I love that game. And it definitely deserves a sequel. I mean, the universe is still active with Apex Legends, which I did play. I haven't played in a long time now, but I did play a lot.
You're not wrong. The universe is pretty active.
Yeah.
This universe special. Continue.
But it just, it was such a good game that it deserved a sequel.
Wait. No, there was another Breaking All the Rules. That's why.
It was an Ozzy, though.
Right. Okay. So.
Smash LA.
Was it this? Again, was it the play that won the circuit?
The gameplay was great. I dug it. All the running around, jumping, and everything. It was something. It took a little bit getting used to at first, but once you got it down, it was so much fun. And the story itself was very good. I felt for the characters at the end of that game.
I like the storyline of that
game. I love the way that they embedded multiplayer into that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The way it was literally like you were playing a single player game, but as multiplayer, it was absolutely fabulous. I mean, you could play multiplayer, but even the single player game was multiplayer. You were still. That was so well done.
Yeah, no, it's...
Yeah, I have nothing but good to say about that game.
One of the few shooters...
What would you have wanted to see in a sequel?
In the sequel.
It sounds like it was a pretty complete game.
I wanted more of the characters, literally.
I just want more.
Because, I was saying...
Give me a tease.
It's one of the few shooters that I've actually played the entire story through. And I've... Start to finish, and I want more of that. It was that good.
I think it was... I cannot believe that 2 didn't, way far outstrip 1. And 1, by the way, was great. That's the one I played the most.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely enjoyed it, knew the maps, loved playing it. Call of Duty copied it, but, it's Call of Duty. They copied
everything.
Yeah. And didn't do it as well. It was just so well done. The way... It's just so good. It's so goddamn good. Everything about it was great.
Yeah.
It was the ultimate, in rock, paper, scissors ability to attack. You know how, in Call of Duty, they take out the rock, paper, scissors? In other words, when you have, something awesome, good fucking luck. But, when you're in that game, you're still vulnerable. Somebody could jump on your back and rip your ass out of that. Could take that thing out.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Mm-hmm. A good sign of a game being good is when even the training level in a game is fun. That first level doing the time runs was also great.
The original BattleTech on the PC. The training level was fucking awesome on that. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true. That tells you it's a great game.
It's a good, maybe not always, but it's a good indicator that you have something solid. Yeah.
Or you want to replay it because you're like, oh, I didn't really listen during that. That's something I don't do a lot because a lot of times it's just bullshit, And then you get those games like that, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I got to replay the beginning.
Yeah.
Everything that happened here. I'm missing part of it. God damn, that's a good one.
Good. That was a really good call. Good call.
That was one of the few games I'd play alone online, with no group or anything, no friends or anything to play with. I just go on there and just have a blast. It's a good
game. All right, who wants to go next?
On the masturbatorial scale, it was very high.
It was.
All right, who wants to go next?
I heard it as masturbatorian scale first, so that kind of threw me off for a minute. Just so you know.
Yeah. Fair enough.
That happens. Have another drink, Rob. Okay. God damn.
So
you want to move the mic to yourself? We're gonna have to get used to this again.
It's kind of like a talking stick in a way.
Yeah, exactly. It's talking.
A lot like a talking stick.
Yeah. So, and Tom doesn't have the mic, so
I'm intentionally not.
We're both talking into it. I wish we have one more.
This is probably the most rare event possible.
My ears perked up.
Yeah. I get to talk about a sequel that I would love to see made that applies to both the video game world and the tabletop board game world.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, one of my favorite games all time is the epic level of Warhammer 40K. It just had this scale of war that was just mind-blowing. There was so many things going on. You felt how...
It was the most 90s game ever made.
Epic was the right way to describe it. It felt like there was... And, you'd have this huge table, and this is the board game. And you'd have an 8x6 table, and there was...
At least.
Sitting in Tom's living room or attic.
Bigger if you could have it. And you would have... like multi factions attacking each other at the same time. Oh, yes. And it was so many pieces, and it was just so well done and everything. And it was exactly what I wanted. And then most of the Warhammer games that came out were based on the squat level, the squad mm-hmm. level.
Yeah.
Space Hulk, that kind of thing. But then Final Liberation came out. Oh. And I know if you look it up, it's only going to get like a 7 or something like that. It is one of my favorite games all time. It handled everything correctly.
It ripped through our group pretty well.
It did. We all enjoyed it.
Everybody was playing, right?
BJ's got one for us, but I'll wait till he's done with his.
Yeah, so, so it was like... I mean, it was limited. It was limited to orcs and marines.
Which works
for me. You did have different factions in the marines, so you could be ultramarines or blood marines or stuff. I was always blood marines, but blood angels, right?
Orcs.
You know,
that's a humies.
Yeah, right. You were always an orc, and so it really, I was like, I played that game, and I was like, dying for the Final Liberation 2 that like had like the Eldar in it, and so I could just get wiped out by a wave. They just had some weird machines and stuff, And it was just so great, and then the video game handled so well, and I loved it, and then Games Workshop abandoned them both.
I know.
They abandoned the tabletop.
The epic.
Epic level.
Right, the epic level. Right.
And then he abandoned. Of course, the video game never got a thing because nobody was playing it anymore because they had abandoned the tabletop version.
Yeah.
And so everyone just was like, oh, fuck you. And if you've been listening to this show for a while, I do not throw F-bombs around.
No, you don't.
And fuck you.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
He does when he's drunk.
How do you really feel, Larry? All right. Hey, BJ's come up with a couple of really good ones, actually.
So that is my...
That's a brilliant one.
Yeah.
I don't even remember this. One of our current watchers, BJ, has talked about... I don't remember this game. Manhunt. 16-bit game that was immediately banned in multiple countries for the sheer blood and guts of it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that one.
There was like a spiritual successor to it. I hear nothing but good about it. And you know what? I don't think I ever played
Neo Geo game?
Manhunt on... I thought it was on the...
Wow.
Manhunt or Manhunter?
Manhunt. So Mortal Kombat.
Oh, which, I'm thinking Manhunter.
Which is pretty gross already. Couldn't even hold a candle to it, according to him. And let's be honest, they were yanking spines out of people in Mortal Kombat.
Oh, no, I was thinking that... all right, yeah. So there was a 2003 stealth game by Rockstar called Manhunt
2. All right. Well, it... yeah,
which
so...
utterly effed up.
What was the platform for Manhunt?
Maybe it was. Was it Rockstar? They were being experimental.
That could be.
I mean, that does seem to be their deal.
That said, I mean, they're still not, like, modern.
Oh, wait, you're on Jesus, dude. I just got the thing. You were a serial killer, and you could execute people in multiple levels. Okay, that's kind of a rough-ass game. Damn.
So, like, the sequel would be called Dexter?
So I'm gonna bet it's gotta be based on the books Red Dragon.
I would assume you get away with it, right?
Yeah, well,
or
of course.
Try to get away with it.
It is a Rockstar game.
Yeah,
it was. Of course, it was.
So
it was a Rockstar game.
Well,
I remember this game.
Is the is its successor?
PS4, PC, PS2,
PS3. There was no sequel.
Well, I'm wondering if they flipped the script and went with the crime noir. You know, and now you're trying to catch the killer.
That's a really good call.
There was a
really freaking good call on
there
that.
There was a sequel in 2007, but obviously that's not a modern sequel. So
right.
That would definitely count under our rules.
Okay.
You know what? I think I got to give props to Rockstar.
For what? You know? For always pushing that edge?
Yeah, you know, they come up with a lot of different interesting things.
They push that freaking edge.
You know, what? There's a lot of games that I don't think would have been...
Oh, no.
You know, made.
I'm going to agree with you on that
one. Well, it sounds like this one.
No, this one
wouldn't...
You're a serial killer!
EA wouldn't have green light that one.
All right. I'm going to...
So, and the thing about, like, Rockstar is I know that they've always taken risks on, like, different platforms, too. They would, like, come up with, like, oddball platforms to be on, which other people wouldn't, like the Dreamcast thing.
True that, too. That's true.
But, that's one that I just played. The Warriors, I played on the PSP a couple weeks ago. There's a bunch of people wanted to see it. It's like, that game is so good.
Is it related to the movie?
No. Oh, yeah. No, it is. Absolutely. Oh, wait. Yeah. In fact, it uses clips from the movie. And I know it's like way later.
Wait a minute.
You haven't played it?
No.
Oh, it's great.
I haven't even seen it.
Oh, by the way, speaking of clips, since you bring it up, it reminded me that Final Liberation was voted best clips of the year in
1990 whatever.
Yeah, and I think it was 95.
Yeah.
And whatever award basement they were in. And they were super cheesy and fun.
Even better.
Yeah, like the orcs, you know, there'd be like the cutscene to the orcs like being like
orc
like.
Yeah. What was that game you got me? I still install it like on everything. It's the one with the planes. Daka Daka. Yeah, Squadron. That game is possibly it's one of those games that I don't finish because I don't want it to end.
Okay.
It is so hilarious and still just.
You know, if I go kill the bad guy, this
is over. I got to rewind
because
I
empty over there.
Oh, I can run.
I kind of left us on.
We might be drinking a lot tonight.
Yeah. Holy shit. Kind of left us on the Warriors there. So the Warriors game, they could have just gotten away with a beat 'em up, which is what I thought it was. And it took me years to actually get a copy, like at a reasonable price that I could get. This game is basically a full Rockstar game. It is basically Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
Okay.
With the Warriors in it.
Oh.
It is insanely good.
Are you trying to catch the Warriors?
No, you are the Warriors, and you're trying. And it starts out actually.
So it's like anti Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to get you.
And it starts out like before the events.
Oh.
Which is pretty cool. God damn. Good game, by the way. Good writing, fun to play. I can't believe they fit on a PSP. You know, it's impressive stuff. So the Warriors PSP, grab it. Seriously, if you see it, go get it. Yep. It's got the music. I got
best
tagged.
Freaking line ever.
Can't make any money
and
on
again,
that one.
What's his face delivered that so brilliantly?
Warriors.
So horrifying and terrible. I just wanted to punch him in the face.
You know what? I didn't know
the Lezzies.
That was. Made in 1979. I always assumed it was an 80s film.
No, my senior year in high school, man. My senior year in high
school. That's insane.
He's so old.
I know. Even next to us, people. And Tyler's like, they're all so fucking.
Have I not told you that before?
Yeah. He's got to dye his hair, right?
Bleach, dude.
He's been bleaching. Oh, man, it's honest because he's been bleaching since the 80s.
Shit, yeah. Serious, dude. I've been bleaching. Yeah, you're right.
His actual hair color is jet black.
That's right. I haven't bleached since the 80s, dude.
He's been bleaching since the 80s, huh?
Yeah.
That's fair enough. I actually look gray. So, like I said, once it goes gray on the top, I'm doing it gray because I kind of like it. And I did the sides, I colored for years because the sides was terrible. It looked like a. Like something was living on the side of my head. Yeah, we're welcome to Guys Games and Beer. If it's your first time watching, staying on topic is not easy for us.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It started to look like there was a tribble hanging out.
Yeah. Right, so I would dye it. So, man, it did. That's exactly it. It looked like a tribble. So you'd have, like, and it was on one side. It was so fucked up. But now, like, it's all gray. In fact, I've considered dyeing a little bit more gray to take it off the sides a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, nobody's going to believe it at black or brown.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. So if I die, great. What are they going to say?
You dyed your hair, great.
Yeah?
Yeah, so do 20-year-olds. Anyway.
Hell yes, thank you.
I haven't dyed my hair either.
Shit, it's beautiful.
No. Yeah, I haven't dyed it at all.
So. I like it. It's got a little pepper, and it's good. It looks good.
That's what Z says.
It looks good. What, there's... We should not be ashamed of what we are.
Who the fuck is?
I'm a jackass. I'm pretty proud. Anyway.
Okay.
Hey, we've had the pick for video on for about.
Now, technically, 10 minutes. You didn't do yours.
I have not done mine yet.
You bring an online in. So now.
Bring an online in.
You bring an online suggestion in.
Oh yeah, I bought one in.
And that would have created the many tangents.
Yes.
Where's your piece of paper? No.
Bringing it back.
I memorized it. I read it before I came here and burned it in the
car. I read mine, then I had to go look it up.
So, again, as you guys know, I'm evidently old because Warriors came out during my senior year of high school.
I always thought it was a way newer.
But, you know, if you ever want to check out a really cool game that they never made a sequel for and should have, and I was so fascinated by Cyberpunk in the 80s.
Yeah.
I lived for fucking Cyberpunk. And on the Amiga, they came out with a game called Syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, Syndicate. There was a sequel, you know.
No, there was not.
Yeah, there was. There was a Syndicate. But it was like...
Nerd fight.
Was that the SNES?
It was like 8 years ago. No.
Was that the SNES one?
It was like 8 years ago.
Bullfrog. Because Bullfrog did the original game.
Yeah.
I have it. That's why I know. Because I thought it was actually pretty cool. And,
you know, damn it.
He was just talking about that, though. That's not within the last few years. So. Yeah. Mine's way newer than that.
And it's what he was saying is, like, sometimes they sneak a sequel out there, but it doesn't really.
No, it's okay because mine's newer than this, honestly.
Yeah. So, but 2012 it released. This was kind of the definitive Cyberpunk game of its point. It had a very 80s feel. You were commanding a troop of cyberpunks. You know, genetically enhanced, mechanically enhanced, blah, blah, blah. You were taking over.
I hope there was a microfilament whip.
You know there was.
It was in their pants.
Yeah, the game played really solid. Everything about it was great. Bullfrog Games made it. For those of you who don't know Bullfrog Games, they were like the gods of the 80s of gaming. Populist. Probably one of the most popular games in the 80s.
Star of the God?
Thank you.
Genre.
Did it just disappear?
What's that? No, they just absorbed it in other companies, dude. Mm. Like all games. Bullfrog Games was absolutely... Their work was brilliant in the 80s. Everything they did. Yeah. Black and white.
Yeah, no, I mean the logo, yeah.
Right, but no, black and white the game. I think they did...
Oh, yeah, they did black and white. Excellent, too.
Yeah, which was the basis for the show called Lost.
You're not kidding. It really was. So, but if you ever get a chance, literally, I can recommend any Bullfrog Games title. Yeah. They are. I don't think they had a clunker in the 80s.
Theme Park, now owned by Atari.
Oh God, I forgot they'd done Theme Park.
See, I was going to call that the clunker.
Theme Park Simulator, dude. That game was fucking awesome. Not enough.
Oh
fresh
my God,
proof.
Dungeon Keeper. I forgot about
Dungeon Keeper,
which had a million.
Right. So they did a game called God, why am I blanking out? Syndicate, which was it only on the Amiga?
I don't think so, because it was fairly popular.
I believe it got ported to... I think it got ported to the SNES.
I don't think so. I think it was pretty limited in its release.
There's actually a Syndicate Wars in 1996, too. But it was about a series you wish would come back.
Yeah. Oh, God, everything about this thing was good. What was he?
Syndicate, Syndicate Wars. There was Syndicate in 2012.
Let's just go. Yeah, I know. Okay, so sequels. I won't call
them
sequels.
Oh, my God. MS-DOS.
Oh, never mind. It was released fucking everything.
PlayStation had Syndicate.
Okay, it was released for everything. The game was fucking awesome. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I played it on a different platform. Yeah. But
Max had it.
But it's been a minute.
Yeah, the game.
I remember
been a hot minute.
It was.
Yeah, it was on Max. What, you know? Yeah, how old is that?
Tactical simulation, all sorts of.
Oh, my God. It was on Jaguar. It's not a Jaguar.
Okay. Wow.
Just the same one, though? Feels like there's too much math there.
Nope.
Wow. Okay. All right. So, but if you ever want to check out a good, and I was so cyberpunk in the 80s. I loved everything cyberpunk in the 80s.
There's a good chance I actually owned this game already.
Really?
There's a good chance.
On the Jaguar?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a good chance.
I'm a low techer, by the way. Archery and,
low-techer. Low-tech is good, dude. Especially in Cyberpunk Universes. Johnny Mnemonic was just on TV.
Oh, my God. That was so great.
Yeah. Lo-fi.
I was going to
say. So if you don't know the Cyberpunk universe, I feel like the movie did a good justice to the ideas.
They did. And first of all, it's got iced tea in it, so how can you go wrong with that? Iced tea. That's iced tea.
He actually is a good actor.
He's a freaking amazing actor.
That's
one of his first roles.
Right, but
Keanu Reeves?
No. Who's the lead?
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Who is also a really good actor. Except.
Not in his own.
He's pretty good at being Keanu Reeves.
Thank you. Not in his own again.
He wasn't that good. Except that last Matrix.
How far out was he from being in Bill and Ted?
About the same time. Okay? Those movies came out about the same time.
And they're great. They are. Even the sequel is actually pretty epic.
I do like him. I'm sorry, man.
Those
are my guilty pleasures, really, guys.
Even the newer one was pretty good.
Oh, Command and Conquer was Bullfrog.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, they were a good house.
Which is why
the moniker should still exist.
I agree. I don't think they had. I cannot remember a title by Bullfrog that I didn't play and enjoy.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad, isn't it?
That we don't have game companies like that anymore? Yeah. Where
the moniker doesn't exist. Right? So it's like, yeah, this is, it's kind of like, I mean, we still have Team 17.
Yeah.
Not really.
I mean, it still says Team 17.
They licensed the shit out of it. I know. But, I mean, they were that way towards the end of the 90s.
True anyway. True that.
And they survived, at least. I guess there's that.
Like the little bullfrog, that was the poisonous bullfrog.
Yeah.
Emblem. The emblem wasn't even a bullfrog.
We all done. It was horrible.
Okay. All right. Hey, so there's stuff coming up.
Seriously, wait, you're just going to skip
him? You're just going to skip him?
I thought you did yours already.
No, we just been yammering.
No, I swear to God, he did it.
No, we just been yammering.
You know, all right. I'm kind of hurt now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home.
Great. Sorry.
Yeah. All right, done. Really? What? You're gonna walk upstairs?
Done. Six floors. I ain't walking no six floors.
All right.
I'm passing out on the couch in the other room, the break room.
All right.
Ready? Mine is gonna be Death Spank.
What?
Oh.
Death Spank. One of the best RPGs I've ever played. By the way, I finished it first. All right. So I've had it for years. And it is an RPG. It's a comedy RPG.
I played the first hour.
And, me too. For years. For years. I replayed the first hours
Death
over.
Death Spank or Spank Tank?
Oh. That one too. But then,
I played the first hour. That's
I'm just saying, I trailed off. You guys know that I've only finished like 20 games. So,
entire life.
I finished it on the Steam Deck, and by the way, all three of the existing Death Spank games exist and can run on the Steam Deck if you download them.
But can it run on Switch?
I don't know if they ever made it for the Switch. They should, though. It absolutely. So, Death Spank. Death Spank, Thongs of Virtue, and The Baconing. They are the.
So what is Death's Bank?
So yeah, Death's Bank, yeah, give us the summary.
It's a comedy art. It's a comedy RPG. hold on, let me get a decent description because I'm not
like King's Quest.
No,
is it?
No,
that's a comedy. That's a comedy.
Like, it's more like Diablo than it is like because it's action RPG. So.
Oh, action RPG.
Could you quit fucking with me? Jesus Christ. Oh, God, it's so short.
Where's the comedy come in, then?
All right. For He looks for the thongs of virtue, for God's sake. He searches. So, number one. All right, I'm going to go with the description.
Please.
For uncounted years, Death's Bank has been a dispenser of justice, a vanquisher of evil, and a hero to the downtrodden. Death's Bank has long searched for a powerful artifact called the Artifact.
Huzzah!
Forged by unknown hands for unknown purposes for some unknown time in the past. Wow. The artifact is now within Death's Bank's reach. What is the artifact? And that's what you're doing. You're looking for the artifact in the first game. In the second one, obviously, Thongs of Virtue, which is...
It really is called Thongs of Virtue.
Oh, yeah. It is actually called Thongs. This game is absolutely hilarious.
How'd you miss this?
I don't laugh.
I don't know how I missed this.
I don't laugh at games very often, but the characters are funny. The battle is actually challenging and enjoyable.
Do they have a bit of dialogue? Do they have a bit of dialogue?
Yeah, there's a little bit.
Enough
to make it.
A little spicy banter.
There's some quipping. It has a very good combat system. There's a lot of different weapons you can do. It has a lot of depth to the RPG element of it, the action RPG element of it, and the story is pretty funny. And yeah, I think it's the first game I finished on the Steam Deck. I started playing it and I just couldn't stop.
I don't feel like
was it only Steam?
No, I feel like it's...
It was on the three... it was Xbox. Was
the okay. Yeah, okay, yeah, go back yeah, away. Back
that's
away.
What I think I played it on.
All right.
Yeah, it was... I really kind of wish they'd bring it back. Because it was so funny. I realize, like, not everybody likes a funny RPG. But a funny action RPG is very rare. And a good one is even... more rare.
All right, so real quick,
you'd pay good money for that.
The 80s RPGs were always peppered with humor.
Yeah,
I mean, think about.
Well, I mean, I bring up King's Quest, but it is.
It's before the day of the
and
action
the
RPG. This
monkey
is an actual action RPG, really?
Monkey okay. Island and stuff. But those were more like point and clicks, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, those are story driven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is too, but I mean, not as much.
But this is more like
a
Zelda game. That's
it's more
funny.
Like Diablo.
Really? Okay.
With a laugh.
I don't know how I missed this one completely.
Well, it is an excellent game. All right. And its sequels are excellent as well.
All right. The
hero's ridiculous.
Diablo just seems weak on story for me. I don't know.
Is there anything even in Diablo? No. It's got a better story than Diablo. I mean, all right. I know Diablo people.
So that's why I'm saying like Zelda.
I finished three.
Zelda is an action.
Yeah, and it has some story to it.
Yeah, and it has story.
Not amazing amount, but it has some.
More than Diablo.
Yes. That is true. There's a gruff voice in Diablo. You have to find my thong. Jesus. I finished three, and I'm like, why is this game so damn easy? And four got that same way.
Now, is three Thongs of Destiny, or is four Thongs of Destiny?
Thongs of Destiny is
how
two.
Many damn thongs are there?
I want to know. This sounds important to
the
me.
The first one is Death's Bank. The second one is Thongs of Destiny. And the
I
third one,
Death's
how
Bank.
Do I know nothing about major games? But this game, I know my shit.
I only played Spank.
The Baconing.
The Baconing is the third. But you definitely should start at the beginning because the beginning is pretty god blessed.
But it sounds like it got its sequels.
It did, but they're not making them anymore.
You need Death's Bank 7.
So it's been over a decade now since I've had a They'd fix it. A spank.
You've had a good spank?
A good spanking. It's been a while. I had a good death spank.
Fair all enough. Right.
Oh, this is early days.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Hey, but at least the sound quality is
good. So, guys, if you can see on the camera, it's been a long night.
It has been a long
night. And we're only 45 minutes into the show.
Yeah, this is almost 45 minutes second recording back in the day.
Yeah, this would have been episode number 2.
God, I remember when we used to record them back to back.
Yeah, and the second one, the drunker.
Why, yes. We already drank our way through one episode and then started the next. Because that was a brilliant freaking idea.
That was a great idea. And we had, we had guests come over for the second one.
Yeah.
And we'd be so
hammered. Yeah. All right.
They'd be like, what? What did you just
say?
Except for
the most popular girls on the internet. They were freaking hilarious.
They love the fact that we're hilarious. Okay, hey, so we got stuff coming up, Rob.
Yeah. You know what we got?
What do we got?
We got some Mech Day coming up.
We're going to do some live streaming, Rob?
I think we are.
I hope so.
I'm not
convinced
sure.
That you'll actually do that because you get drunk a lot.
So,
I think maybe what we'll do is maybe on the Friday one, we'll do a live stream.
We've got guests coming from all over the country for this one. I think we should get them on the show.
You know what? We can do it in segments.
All right.
And then we'll do that. We'll do a little bit of...
So look for some live streaming from Mech Day this weekend. This is going to be now Mech Day International. It's all like Mail International.
That's what I said.
You ever got their catalog. That's what I said. No, Mail International. You ever get their catalogs?
No.
They have these great fucking sweaters.
Oh, I do like a good sweater.
Everybody's going to be talking about, like,
how many beers are on the table empty?
Dingo's eating.
I'm a little concerned about that.
They're going to be like, what the hell is wrong
with people? So besides that, and that's this weekend. Whoa. No.
Oh, that's bad.
This is a callback to the early days.
Now I'm getting time to drive home. You don't have to drive.
No, you don't. Yeah, but I gotta go to bed.
Yeah, that'll help.
I won't survive.
The pyramids of Lars.
You know what? I know the audience was asking for a sequel.
Do you remember the pyramids of Lars?
Yeah, no, it was a Lars pyramid. I remember because I had to re-edit that thing.
Yeah. But after that, just literally 2 weeks after that, what are we doing, Larry?
We're gonna go to Minnesota. We're gonna hang out.
Minnesota.
We're going to hang out in Minneapolis at another game convention.
Really, Larry? That's what you got? All right, so hey, guys.
You have it differently?
I have a little different take on that. So, we are going to be at Convergence in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the 4th of July weekend. We'll be up there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You get 4 days of us. We are bringing some
amount. Well, and you know what? I was remiss. It is all things nerdy.
Yeah, it is.
It's not a game convention exactly.
Thank you.
It's all things dirty.
All things nerdy.
Oh,
we'll make it.
Yeah. It'll really spice things up by having all things nerdy.
It is an amazing nerd con. Basically, it's a nerd con.
It'll drive the jocks wild.
Wow.
They actually import jocks in a bus. That
is a super deep cut.
That was a deep cut.
Go find Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
They actually, you're all too young. They actually bus in jocks.
Yeah. 80s jocks.
Yeah, 80s jocks.
From, let's see, from Back to School, the movie Revenge of the Nerds. They get all the jocks in the 80s and they bust
in. Nerds!
Thank you.
There is nothing in there that anybody under the age of 40 will accept.
But it's
under the age of 60.
You know, so
accept.
This is going to be our first time doing this one. We're pretty excited about it. It should be a good time.
Got some surprises for this one too. So check us out. Going to be again, like Larry said, our first.
We're
going to
have a party room.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to have a party room.
Yeah,
we're going to have a party room.
So
whatever about the games, we're going to have a party room.
Me and Larry are pulling a smoky run. He's doing the Trans Am. I'm driving the truck. Wait till you see what's coming to Convergence.
Right. True story.
Larry is the bandit. I am smoky all the way on this crap.
Wait. You are not the cop.
No, Smokey and the Bandit. Oh, it was Macabre. But what?
No, no. Smokey, he's a snowman.
I'm snowman. Snowman.
Snowman. I'm snowman. His dog.
Hell, the dog was the best actor in the movie. Let's be honest.
And I'm gonna be like harassed. Dog was the entire time. We need content, so I don't have to work.
We'll get content. So, we'll get content.
Yeah. So and you know, tune in next week when we discuss games that didn't deserve a sequel.
Oh my god, dude! I love that idea.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Okay, all right,
let's do it.
We can do that.
Games that got a sequel. Oh, hey, that really way, didn't deserve
it. Gonna be there next weekend, or not weekend after that.
What weekend?
Somebody's gonna be at Convergence.
Is he gonna be at 2D?
I don't know, but it's gonna be a Convergence.
Well, tell him to go.
I will tell him he needs to be a Convergence at 2D.
I can't go to this one, but I can go to the other one. I'm so sad.
There's only one thing I really want.
I really like. I've had really good luck with
cons right now.
I've had really good luck with cons in Minneapolis.
Still. Yeah, they're great cons.
Yeah. They're nice people.
Yeah, well, there's only one I really want to talk about.
Not yet.
DildoCon?
Not yet. Hold. We're almost there, but hold.
It's DildoCon.
Wow, nice way to introduce the show.
There's going to be a con this year that's going to be super special.
When is it?
No, stop! And it is. Stop!
That's all you're going to get.
It's going to be in November.
Yes. That's all you get. That's all you get. Fuck, that's all you guys get.
That's the tease.
But I'm going to tell you what. All the guys, games, and beer is on alert for this epic event that's going on. Like,
wow, you guys are horrible at teasing. It's like, wait a minute, let me flash you everything I got.
It's not DildoCon.
No, we haven't.
No, we haven't said shit.
I know.
We haven't said time, place, what it is, anything.
Good.
Dude,
okay.
Did you see the...
All this is about is November. All
right, we got to wrap this up.
The Ides in November.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, I want to thank you all very much for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. As every episode is brought to you by Lionheart Racing, all the joys of racing without the rubber hot dogs. You can check them out if you go to www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Take a look at that big red, white, and blue 77. Click through. Check out some races, will ya? There's races and they're epic. That was a lot more retro Rob than it was.
Settle down.
Like Rob on Guys, Games, and Beer. That was, I love doing the pond.
Oh, told you, settle down.
It doesn't shake this camera, though.
That was on you.
It doesn't shake the camera. On this one. It wasn't mine. All right, so anyway, Lionheart Racing, all the joys of racing with all the rubber hot dogs. You can also check us out on www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.
He's talking to the wrong thing.
Here, how about this? Can I do this? Yeah. Where you can check out amazing, yet do not watch at work memes from, don't.
I'm about to watch
not safe
house.
For work.
I don't know how to watch.
Don't watch them in front of your wife, your husband.
Or your dog.
Or your daughter,
I mean,
or your
son. It depends
son,
on your attitude dog, towards your all dog. Those things.
Yeah, avoid them all, but Master Meantology Dallas is on the freaking ball with some of the most terrifying memes in existence. If you go to www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer and check out the Guys, Games, and Beer support group. Also, finally, if you want to listen to us live, you can go to www.youtube.com/guysgamesandbeer. We're here every Tuesday around 6:15 p.m. CST. And, of course, if you want to listen to a cleaned-up version of this, which is pretty clean, not going to require a lot, you can go to all the podcasty places. I'm not kidding. We are on everything now. We're on the iTunes. We are. We're on the iTunes. We're on Amazon. We are on. We're on.
We're on
radio.
Billy's rebroadcast.
I don't know if it's on South American radio anymore though. I think they stopped broadcasting us. All right.
We stopped talking about like their favorite system.
That's right.